Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Where we take complex medical health and wellness topics and break them down into understandable, usable terms. And we want to give you action steps that you can take to help protect you and your family and improve the health and the quality of life of your loved ones and your community. Hey, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm your host. I'm going to take you on an interesting journey today. We're going to have a very crazy but cool conversation about a new study that just came out that supports some of the conversations that we've had in our global community about skin issues, about children, about cancers, and about certain things that you can do. So check this out. New study links children's skincare products to hormone-disrupting chemicals that are causing more harm than good. I want you to pay attention to this, whether you're a mom, a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, or if you just want to understand what we can do to improve the health and quality of our children, please pay attention to this. I've told you before that we've seen a massive increase in chronic illness in children across the country and across the globe. And it's not just one factor that's causing this. Yes, it's our food that's bad. Yes, it's our toxic environment that's bad. But sometimes it's things that you're putting in and on the body that you think might be doing good that could be causing harm. So check this out. New study just found that for the first time, that common skin products that are out there that are used by young children may increase their exposure to hormone-disrupting chemicals. So check this out. The results may help guide parents. They should help guide parents of things that they should limit their exposure to with their children, things they can use and shouldn't use. This, by the way, was done at the university, Madison University College of Public Health. The author of the study said this, and I quote, "We found associations between recent use of different skincare products and higher concentrations of phthalates." And by the way, these phthalates that are in the body are hormone disruptors, and some of them are carcinogens. So these compounds often found in skincare products can disrupt the endocrine system, potentially interfering with hormones. Now, I want to talk to you about this because I remember this was probably, man, my daughter's in the sixth grade now. So what is that? Maybe 5 years ago when she was in first grade, kindergarten, or one of those, you know, young ages. I remember going to her lunch to have lunch with her. I like to surprise my kids every once in a while and just show up randomly at their school and just enjoy the day with them, right? Well, I remember showing up and seeing the kids coming inside from recess. And, you know, instead of like, you know, going to the bathroom, getting a drink of water and washing their hands, the lunch team had the little hand sanitizers and they squirted it on every one of these children's hands and they did this deal with their hands and then they went and they ate their food. Well, first of all, we absorb chemicals and compounds through our skin. So whatever you put in and on your skin is going to get absorbed directly into the body. Your skin absorbs right into the bloodstream, into the small intestine, and into the liver almost instantaneously. And the level of absorption is a lot higher than most individuals could possibly ever think or even imagine. So the reality is they were taking this, putting it on their hands, and then they went and ate food. So they literally were putting this right into their mouth. They should have just went and squirted it in there. Now, here's the reality. We live in this world where people are so scared of germs. And man, that's one of the reasons why our immune systems are so weak that they are to this day. How many of you were like me and grew up with, like, I don't know, the 3-second rule, or if you're with your dad, it was the 5-second rule? You know, something fell on the ground, you picked it up and blew it off and then you ate it, right? Well, there's actually a lot of truth and science to health benefits of that. How many of you as a kid were outside climbing trees and playing in the dirt and playing on the playground and you came inside and maybe kind of did one of these things to clean yourself off and then went and ate? Getting those microbes from the normal flora and fauna that's in the environment is actually very beneficial and powerful for us. I wonder, how did humans live before we had sunscreen and before we had hand sanitizer? How did we possibly function? It's absolutely crazy. Now, while the evidence is, let's just say, from a scientific standpoint, it's not 100% definitive at present. There have been so many studies that shows that these chemical compounds are very bad for the body. I'm going to do everything I can to avoid these chemical compounds. But a recent study has shown that you can get a recent study to say whatever the heck you want it to say if you pay for that study. It definitely begs for us to do more research on exactly what I'm going to be talking about. The researchers from George Mason University collected data from 630 children. And by the way, for those of you that go, 630 kids, that's not a lot. Pfizer studied 8 rats and gave you a booster vaccine from that. So 8 rats is apparently enough to pass a experimental medication. So 630 kids is a dang good study. Age between the age of 4 and 8 years old, across 10 different clinical sites in the United States. Each children underwent physical examination during and included a urinalysis test to detect these phthalates in the body, which are byproducts that are left in the body. As part of the clinical studies, parents are asked to list skincare products that have been applied within 24 hours before the exam. These products included soaps, lotions, shampoos, cosmetics, and sunscreen. Okay. The researchers noted frequent use of skincare products among participants during this period, with almost all children using at least one type of soap, lotion, or some skincare product across the board. The researchers also surveyed the parents about the children's, their background, their race, their ethnicity. You know, they had black participants had the highest rate of these phthalates in their system, in the urine, compared to everyone else that's out there. And there's a reason for that. There's a big reason for that. It has a lot to do with the body's, the more melanin your body has, the less your body's able to get certain toxins out of the system, the more that there are some genetic imbalances like MTHFR, other genes, and the less able your body is to create vitamin D, which is a pro-hormone and helps with every aspect of the body, including renal clearance, which is kidney clearance of toxins, which is why we're finding these toxins in urine. What's pretty interesting about this is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration requires manufacturers to declare their ingredients on their label so consumers can tell whether some of the products contain these phthalates that are in them. The problem is that most people don't know what these are. Common compounds that are problematic that cause an increase in these cancers are things like diethyl phthalate, which is called DEP, monoethyl phthalate, which is MEP. However, the regulations on the FDA do not require that they list the individual flavors, fragrances, or other things that could be causing problems. The study published in the Environmental Health and Perspectives Journal was funded by the U.S. Institute of National Health. The NIH funded this. So it was a government-funded study, which is one of the reasons why they're not going to go out on a limb saying that, hey, these chemicals for sure are problematic, because their own other government agencies, including the FDA, are allowing these compounds to be in, skin products, hand sanitizers, and et cetera. So although the study, according to NIH, says that there needs to be more studies done, the researchers all looked at animal models, cellular culture models, and et cetera, and found that, yes, these phthalates can affect hormone function, causing inflammation and oxidative stress pathways. Well, what does that mean? Why does that cause a concern? When we take these compounds in and on our skin, the first thing it does is it disrupts our cellular function. Well, if your cells can't function like they're supposed to, then your body can't function like it's supposed to. And normally, as we get older, our cell function goes down. So if we're knocking down cellular function at a young age, that's problematic. Well, the second thing that these chemicals disrupt is the normal bacteria in the mucous membranes of humans. If you're ingesting these hormone disruptors that are also carcinogens, it's going to disrupt the bacteria in the GI tract. And many of you have heard me lecture before on the importance of a healthy microbiome. 90% of your immune system comes from your GI tract and your microbiome. And if you have a disruption in that microbiome, it causes cellular inflammation, number one, which causes cellular dysfunction. And number two, it disrupts the normal bacteria in the gut, which is going to dysregulate the immune system, where 90% of your immune system lives. That's a problem. Okay. So what do? You don't use those things. What do we do instead? Like, you need to find safe alternative solutions for sanitization of your hands. Soap and water is really cool. Water by itself is really cool. There are natural essential oils that you can use to rinse with. There are things like activated charcoal and charcoal-based soaps that you can use. These soaps that don't have these chemicals and compounds in them is what you should be using, and your family and children should be using these things. And I would also encourage you to get a filtration system on the water, not only that you drink, but you bathe in and shower in at home, because there's a lot of fluoride and chlorine and et cetera in the water that does the same type of disruption that these chemical compounds can do. I would also encourage you to start using safe alternatives to sunscreens, and, you know, using coconut oil on your body when you go out into the sun, and covering your body up if you have a predisposition to burning easy. I would also encourage you to get a genetic profile. There's a DNA discovery kit that we recommend that you can do a simple genetic test with that measures 800,000 genetic impressions in your body. And based off of those genetic impressions, we can tell your risk for skin problems, for burns, and for all those things, so that you can take proper actions for your individual need. But I'm going to tell you right now, you should start becoming a just crazy reader of labels. Anything that you put in your body and put on your body, you need to read the labels of, because if you can't pronounce it, it's probably something that you shouldn't put in your body. If it's not natural, if it's not organic, if it doesn't come from natural substances, it's something that we shouldn't be looking at. Because when we see that disruption in the normal microbiome of children and adults, that leads to immune problems, autoimmune problems. That can also lead to things like neurocognitive issues like depression, anxiety, insomnia, all the things. And it's going to lead to obesity. Literally and truly using these compounds in your skin, on your skin, hand sanitizers, and certain types of lotions, shampoos, and et cetera, can disrupt the bacteria. Well, that disruption in that bacteria in the microbiome can lead to obesity, can lead to other problems because of that. And it's a growing health concern. I mean, previous studies have suggested that widespread use of these chemical compounds may harm humans' health. In fact, in 2020, I remember a study that Columbia University did that identified that some of these phthalates can harm and cause issues with attention span in children and adults. And it's linked to neurological problems because it disrupts the gut function, and the gut-brain compound gets messed up. This current study results should inform policymakers, should inform doctors, should inform parents to limit their children's exposure to these toxins that are out there. There's a lot more that you can learn about this, but I want to bring this knowledge that you're not going to see on mainstream medicine. You're not going to see on mainstream media, and you're not going to hear from your doctors, or you're not going to hear from your pediatrician. So the truth will set you free, but you've got to know where to look for it. And there are safe, natural alternatives that are out there that you can use for yourself and for your children. So folks, you hear me say all the time, knowledge is powerful, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. You know, if you can get your body balanced and have the right gut microbiome, have the right level of vitamin D, the right amount of minerals in your system, it reduces the negative effects of, you know, things like sunburns and so much more. But that's for a whole nother conversation. So I want you to go back, re-listen to this, share this with your friends and family members. Make sure that you take proper action steps, because knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. And I want to know, how are you applying this to your life? What are you doing every day to help get the right chemicals in your body, the natural ones, and get the bad ones out of your system, and avoiding things that are causing you to have health challenges for yourself, your friends, and your family. So folks, make sure you go back, rewatch this, share with your friends and family. Go to our website. That's peptalk.world, peptalk.world. Share all on all the social media platforms that we have. And I want to hear how this is positively impacting your life and the lives of your family members, folks. So until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, folks. And I'll see you next time. Be well.